This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, the decision, again, has not yet officially been made to move the ambassador and the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. We're back with the panel. Charles, while this is being discussed, we learn that the Obama administration, President Obama, unlocked $220 million in U.S. funding to help the Palestinians in the final day before the inauguration.
I think that was a final slap at Israel by Obama on the way out the door. It doesn't compare with abandoning Israel at the UN on the vote of Security Council the week before. But nonetheless, this is a lot of this money that goes through agencies of the United Nations which support really awful stuff being done, particularly in Gaza, the propaganda, the Jew hatred that is taught. But nonetheless, it was unnecessary and it's gratuitous. It's not going to be reversed. The money, the amount is too small, relatively speaking. But on Jerusalem, the clips you showed are the boilerplate. No president in the last 30 years has seriously considered doing it. I think Trump was sincere in saying he wants to, and it would be just to do it. But even the Israelis, I suspect, are wary about doing this. The reason is Israel has repaired, in a way, relations with the Sunni Arabs. Clandestinely, it's not in public, but even the Saudis and the Gulf Arabs, in addition to Egypt and Jordan, that are openly in a peace treaty as a result of the rise of Iran. And this would cause probably rioting all over the Middle East and undo the progress. I think the Israelis would rather have the real progress that's hidden behind the scenes than the symbolism of the embassy in Jerusalem.
Tim.
We are all. You know, Charles Krauthammer brings up a good point here. And this is continues to be the problem, is that here in the West, and our leaders, at, you know, from time to time, you know, want to meddle. They think they're doing the right thing. And, of course, this is all, you know, reactive a bit, I'm sure, because of what President Obama did, especially on his way out the door. I mean, it's almost like telling Israel, in case you didn't, you may have misunderstood what I meant when we took a big giant step, Mother May I, at the United Nations. Let me make it real clear to you. I don't much care for you, so we're going to help the Arabs one more time here, the Palestinians, as we head out the exit door. You know, so I think that when it gets to this, you know, in terms of the interaction, Charles Krauthammer is exactly right, and that is that there's some strategic things and backdoor things you can do to help Israel and go a long way. They'll go a long way as opposed to some of this, you know, seeming right thing, you know, to do, and you know, on the surface, so it will come with mixed emotions. And right now, I don't think the Israelis and Benjamin Netanyahu needs another, you know, fork in the brew here and to steer things up. It's like, okay, how can we affect some changes and some support here, and do it in a way that's not going to steer up the bee's nest, so to speak. You know what I mean? And so this is an opportunity, and again. And I think some understanding that I believe, you know, Mr. Trump, President Trump, needs to be, you know, cognizant of. And I'm not saying he's not. But, you know, sometimes this is part of the challenge of, you know, with Trump, you get egg rolls. You get the whole enchilada, whether you want it or not.
Well, and, for the first time in a long time, he's actually, the president's coming in and actually feeling like he has to repair a relationship with an ally.
Right.
In which he does.
Right.
They were hung out to dry at the UN.
But I think some of this stuff can be ever done, you know, so kind of subtly. I mean, the fact that it's him and it's not Obama any longer, that goes a long way. That helps. And then some other things, you know, you just you find a way. You know, you do things without trying to have a big band and a photo op and all that kind of stuff for because of the tenuousness and, you know, the lack of stability there in the Middle East. You got to be careful what you do.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy day to you, America. How you doing? It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Herb London is with us, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Herb, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Well, pleasure to be with you. Always a treat for me.
Hey, there's such a lot going on here. We were just talking about in the opening, you know, President Obama on his way out the exit door decided to give the Palestinians $220 million. I like that Charles Krautheimer says, well, it's such small potatoes, you know, nobody's going to bother to try to bring that money back. It was almost a statement, a parting statement by President Obama to Benjamin Netanyahu, saying that in case you misunderstood what we did and didn't do at the United Nations on your behalf, let me make it real clear. You know, here's $220 million to the Palestinians, right?
Well, what he has done is he has attempted to undermine the state of Israel by suggesting in the United Nations vote that he helped to orchestrate that Israel's territories in the West Bank and in the occupied territory are now illegal, and that the justification for attacks by Hamas and Hezbollah are clearly justified because they are simply trying to reclaim territories that should not be occupied by the Israelis, which even includes the Jewish sector of the Old City. Now, this is really quite remarkable, quite remarkable. This is not only throwing Israel under the bus, it's an attempt to undermine and destroy the state of Israel. So anyone in the United States who understands these matters could not conceivably consider the legacy of Obama to be anything but destructive.
Well, this is rather activist, wasn't it?
This was an activist ploy on the part of the president. He, for a considerable period, acted at a personal peak. But I think that it's also a question of not really believing that Israeli territory in the West Bank is at all justifiable. Keep in mind that the Israelis only occupy 2% of the West Bank with their own housing. So it's not as if the Israelis have dominated this area. After the Oslo Accords, almost all of the West Bank, most of it, is occupied by Arabs, including the major cities. So, again, if you're talking about Ramallah is an Arab city. There are no Jews in Ramallah. Mm-hmm. So there are a couple of little settlements outside that are part of the organic growth within Israel. To suggest that this is somehow undermining Middle East policy is absurd on its face.
And what he did here in terms of destabilizing, and I think that Charles Krautheimer is right, is that, you know, Donald Trump, President Trump needs to be careful here that he doesn't stir up unintentionally a hornet's nest. He's got to be careful what he does and how he handles this, because as you know, Herb, this is all very tenuous there with the Arabs and the Jews.
Well, there's no question that it's tenuous, and I think you're quite right to suggest that. And I think that it's important for the president to act in a manner that's cautious. At the same time, the establishment of a capital in Jerusalem will set back this understanding within the United Nations and make it clear that the United States is behind Israel, and we will stand with Israel in trying to think through what are appropriate negotiations between the Palestinians and the Israelis. So, I think there are steps that can be taken. It's also true that the money that has been given to the Palestinians need not be taken back. $220 million in the scheme of things is not a rounding error in Washington. But,
right.
But it's important to know how that money is being used. If it is being used to build tunnels, that would be a part of and parcel of a kind of pathway into a new war. If
yes.
this money is going to be used for a variety of terrorist activities, that's something else again. And that, I think, is a matter that has to be monitored very carefully.
Well, like anything, the money that goes there, it's all going to be homogenized. And no doubt that this will fatten their war chest. I mean, $220 million here for the West may not sound like a whole lot, but for them, they're becoming pretty efficient with whether it's a knife intifada or a car intifada, the attacks that they have been rendering on the Jews there in Israel. It is incredible. And then for the United Nations to exacerbate this even more so and to, in essence, put the good housekeeping seal of approval of these kind of terror attacks on Israelis, to me, is unconscionable.
Well, it is unconscionable. And, of course, even when Egypt introduced this proposal in the first place, when Trump called up President Sisi of Egypt and said, look, you've got to back off, he did. And it was Obama had intervened at that point and found four supporters of the proposal within the Security Council. And so that's how it came to pass. This was orchestrated by the Obama administration. Egyptian intelligence has made it perfectly clear that what has happened here is not merely an abstention on the part of the United States when it came to the vote, but also the orchestration, the management of this vote by the United States, by Kerry and by Rice.
Well, Dr. London, let's talk about the confirmation hearings. Tillerson has had a rough go. Some of the candidates of, President Trump's cabinet, the Democrats have gone full force as much as they can and, dragging out the Jeff Sessions issue. But even Tom Pruitt said when he was asked by one of the Republican senators, well, is this a bit frustrating, so to speak, in what you're dealing with? He says, well, my wife said I signed up for this. So pretty much.
Well, I think, look, one of the things you have to understand about these hearings, that the hearings have now become an opportunity for people to display their displeasure with the Trump administration, their desire to move ahead into the next congressional race, and for many to set the stage for a presidential campaign. So it has very little to do with actually reviewing the backgrounds of the people who have been nominated by Donald Trump. I mean, when you look at someone like Cory Booker, what is Cory Booker doing?
Exactly.
I mean, after challenging Sessions, what he is saying is that the year before, I told the Senate that it was a privilege for me to work with Jeff Sessions as a Senate leader. Now, again, what happened in the last year? Nothing happened except the ambitions for Cory Booker have become far more palpable. And at this point, Booker is saying, in effect, I'm going to set the stage for my presidential campaign. So he is laying the foundation for a presidential campaign through these deliberations, through these opportunities to review candidates for the cabinet. And again, I find this deplorable. Either you review the candidates or you don't review the candidates. See, tell me something about their background and give me an argument why they should not be approved. In the end, all of them will be approved. All of them will be approved. I mean, if they get one notch in their belt, maybe it'll be Tom Price. But I don't even think that that's an issue. I think
exactly.
Tom Price will come through as well.
Right. Well, Herb, also, I think that it's with this grandstanding that's taking place, Cory Booker and, John Lewis and the head of the Congressional Black Caucus didn't serve themselves well. I mean, they were associated with throwing the what I say is the race card in the middle of these confirmation hearings against Jeff Sessions. And typical to form, there was a lot of generality, not specifics, and that was a clear contrast with the three black men who worked with Jeff Sessions and had nothing but praise and specific examples.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think what happened here is that, by and large, this was a reinforcement of the Jeff Sessions candidacy and the ability for people to think through why Jeff Sessions would be an excellent Attorney General of the United States.
Well, amazing that they're dragging this out. President Obama had seven of his cabinet. I remember hearing Democrats, even Republicans, agreeing at the time is that, hey, these are the people he has chosen to surround himself with. You know, let him have his people, right?
Right. Well, I mean, that was the attitude for Obama, and it should be the attitude with Trump. But as I said, there are a lot of different motives at play here. And some Republicans trying to demonstrate their independence, and some Democrats trying to set the stage for the next either presidential campaign or congressional race.
Welcome to the world of politics. Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research. More with Herb on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, say, can you see? Or is there assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first. Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families. We must protect our borders from the ravages of other countries making our products, stealing our companies, and destroying our jobs.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America 20 minutes after the top of the hour, and as President Trump said, I'll tell you, the halls and power seats around the world listened, and they're responding. And what do you got, Dr. Herb London, but the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, coming to meet with Trump. And, boy, I'll tell you, there is a lot there, isn't there?
Well, I think one of the things that's going to happen is you're going to resuscitate the special relationship. I mean, since World War One to the present, there's been a special relationship between the U.K. and the United States, with, of course, this interregnum when President Obama was president of the United States and symbolically removed the Churchill statue from the White House.
I was going to say, it's kind of come back. Exactly.
It's been restored. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if Trump can establish a relationship with Theresa May like Maggie Thatcher and Ronald Reagan. But there is no doubt that this is a very interesting and important moment with a possibility after Brexit of creating a cross-Atlantic treaty organization or tariff organization can clearly be put in place. And that might even be the harbinger for something more significant, and that is the Anglosphere, where Canada, the United States, New Zealand, Australia, and the United Kingdom all come together with some sort of trade alliance, not unlike the Commonwealth, where it serves as a competitor to the Chinese desire for the Silk Road. This would be our beginning of a kind of trade arrangement across the globe representing American interests.
Exactly. Well, it is a new America, and some are saying here in this country it's about time. Others around the world agree, and to seal up and secure this relationship between the United States and England on the heels of Brexit, Bautea would be a breath of fresh air for Britainers, wouldn't it?
It'd be a breath of fresh air for the UK. I think they would look forward to this arrangement with the United States. I think many of them would feel that the yoke of control that they had from Brussels has been removed, and now you have a real partner in the United States. And it's also a way of solidifying the role that the British play in NATO.
Yes, exactly.
Whatever conversation has taken place about NATO, there's no desire, I think, to leave NATO, unless, of course, the NATO participants refuse to put up the money that's necessary to sustain the organization. I mean, this is Trump's task. He's not going to eliminate NATO, I don't believe. But
right.
He is going to say, look, I'm going to put pressure on those nations that are participating to put up 2% of GDP for defense purposes. This was something that had been agreed on but not lived up to. He's going to ask these nations to live up to it.
Well, the word is accountability, Herb. I mean, and every part of his leadership. I mean, look what's happening. Whether it's the Beltway overseas and all these other partnerships that have gone on, eradicating, taking TPP off the table. If it's not going to work for America, as he said in his speech, everything that's comes in terms of an idea, does it advance the cause? Is it win-win for America? Whether it's renegotiating the cost of an airplane, Air Force One with Boeing, jobs and the Keystone XL pipeline. If this is going to advance the cause for America in a win-win way, I don't think he's doing this, speaking of the Keystone XL pipeline, in a way that's devoid of any kind of consideration for the environment.
Well, I think that what you will have is 60,000 jobs being created. I think this is the kind of breakthrough that is necessary on the environmental front. And you mentioned the TPP, which is kind of interesting, where Trump is now saying, look, you know what? I don't want the TPP, but I do want bilateral discussions between those nations that have been involved in the Asian trade arrangements with the United States. And so he did meet when he was president-elect with Shinzo Abe to talk about trade agreements between the United States and Japan. I think you'll see more of that. And interestingly, and I think very in a rather excited way, you have members of the unions, the leading unions in the United States, speaking glowingly of Donald Trump and sitting in the White House with members of the Chamber of Commerce. Mm. Now, when has that happened? When
Never.
Have members of the union who supported Hillary Clinton
right.
come to the White House, come out of the White House, speak glowingly of
right.
President Trump and saying we are very pleased with the trade agreements that Mr. Trump is talking about? This is astonishing.
They have an advocate. There's an advocate for labor now. Why not? And like you say, 8 years of the Obama administration who took this vote for granted and support, and they did. But, you know, when Trump went to a black America and said, what have you got to lose? Give me a chance. He said the same thing to all these traditional Democratic stalwarts and saying, look at the evidence. Has that worked for you? I'm here. I'm of you. I mean, really, Donald Trump is of them. So why would he not have, a lot of sympathy and compassion for them?
Well, you might very well see a formidable political change occurring in front of our very eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Just as the New Deal created a period of roughly several decades where the Democrats controlled almost all offices in America, we may see a pathway to a kind of Republican control over the next 20 years. Donald Trump may be setting the stage for
well,
it.
Well, I think
bring labor together. I'm going to say, you can bring labor together with private enterprise. Almost anything is possible in America.
Exactly. Well, and that's if the Republicans, some are going to go by the wayside. Some are not going to be able to make this shift, and we can already see this. I'm talking about Republicans. They're so stuck in their ideology that the new Trump Republican brand here is upsetting the apple cart because, let's face it, Herb, people don't like change necessarily.
That's true. Look, I think that's very true. And there will be Republicans who are opposed to Donald Trump. But by and large, I think that those Republicans are going to find themselves in a very odd situation because if they oppose Trump, they're going to be opposing their own party and probably jeopardizing their political futures. Mm-hmm. So I think that many of them are going to come aboard, however reluctant they may be at the moment, but they're going to be coming aboard. And I'm starting to see signs of a very significant political shift that is occurring in America every single day. We are starting to see dramatic changes that are occurring, whether it's Theresa May that is coming, whether it's the pipeline that's being approved, whether it's the rejection of TPP. These are events that have taken place day by day, great changes in America, and changes that I think in the aggregate represent a formidable political shift in American psychology.
And yes, by the way, the wall is being built, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there again, every single day, it's a new development. It's
yes.
rather extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary. I mean, one couldn't have anticipated this. Look, I think that Trump is bombastic in a way, and I think he's got a far too big an ego. But there is no doubt about the changes that he is bringing about and the fact that they've had such a salutary effect and will have such a salutary effect on the American economy.
Well, I'll tell you, he talked about his first 100 days, and he's off and rolling. I mean, there's nonstop, along with... And the thing is, Herb, with all the bravado, which is causing brain damage for everybody, but, you got to filter that stuff out. And, Newt Gingrich is chuckling and others are chuckling from the perimeter, watching what's going on and going, hey, don't get lost in this situation. You got to look at it as entertainment, but watch and be focused on the specifics and the particulars and those changes that are happening in the midst of the entertainment,
Well, I think you've got it exactly right. I think Newt Gingrich has it right. And every day brings about a new and interesting chapter in the life of this this extraordinary nation.
Well, the chapters are being written right before our eyes, so get ready. It is not without amusement. Dr. Herb London, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Herb.
You married. Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
You hold my head, you hold my head, you remind me who I am. You hold my head.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you, it's for you, America. Should be. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dale Cooper is joining us here in just a second as we talk about cybercrime and the cyber threats. We heard a lot about it during the election. And, you know, now it's, you know, at every turn, you got to blame it on the Russians. You know, I guess they're the boogeyman du jour as far as that goes. But the fact of the matter is these threats are real. They're imminent. And yes, it's a present danger, and I think this country is still trying to figure out how to I guess how to respond to this. I mean, is this really an act of war that is perpetrated on our country when people invade our privacy like this and are getting into our business? The fact of the matter is that it is real. And, you know, you may think, well, the government's going to handle it. It is amazing that we're this far down the road. And you think, like, wait a minute. It's not like we're behind the eight ball. I mean, if I remember correctly, we've kind of been the pioneers when it comes to, you know, when it comes to cyber and the Internet of Things. How could we be so ignorant and leaving ourselves so unguarded and, you know, potentially vulnerable to all these threats? As I mentioned, Dale Cooper is with us right now. He is an expert in the business. So he's going to help us understand. Founder, president, and CSO of Exact Communications, 20-plus years in the telecom industry dealing with cyber issues prior to founding Exact Communications. Dale held various leadership positions such as founder and president of E-Squared Communications, district sales director of Nuvo, District Channel Manager of Nuvo and New South, General Manager and President of Galaxy Distribution. Dale Cooper, welcome to Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. Glad to be here.
Well, you know, it's the new year. We just came off of a lot of focus on cyber threats, you know, but what you're sensing is, you know, because of the busyness of the new year, getting beyond the political season and everything, maybe small businesses are dropping their guard a little bit, and you're saying, wait a minute, don't do that.
Absolutely. When we, our guys are out there, we mainly call on small, medium-sized businesses. Mm-hmm. And we ask them, you know, what are you doing about cybersecurity and data breach? And, the most common comment is, well, I've never been breached.
Yeah.
And we kind of look at them and say, how do you know? And they go, well, because I don't know.
Yeah, right. Ignorance it can be bliss, as they say, until that ignorance becomes a reality. And as you note here, Dale, I mean, businesses, you know, they're being attacked to the tune of 10,000 plus attempted intrusions a day. I mean, that's a huge number. So how would people, you know or not know?
Yeah, these guys have supercomputers that are just continuously scanning ports out there on the internet, and if you happen to have a device that has an open port, they're going to go in and look around.
Mm-hmm. And you know, and this is what's happening, and they're just out there. Not to mention, I mean, some of the stuff is, you know, you got the fishing expeditions that go on, that happen, that more people and more businesses are becoming aware of. But this is much more sophisticated than people realize, isn't it?
Yes, even the phishing things that they're doing now are more sophisticated than they were. I know I have a Gmail account myself just to kind of test and see what's going on. And I've gotten probably 10, 15 contacts a day from just somebody going like, hi, how are you? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're waiting to see if you respond or whatever. And they start reeling you in.
Yes. Yeah, I get the ones, you know, hey, I've got a great business idea for you. You know, anything, you know,
yeah,
they're going to try everything possible that they can possibly do, like you say, just to get a portal into, you know, into your business, into your email, you know, and, you know, here it is. We saw what happened with the Democratic Committee, National Committee, you know, the DNC, and, you know, and as Julian Assange says, this was something a 14-year-old could do. But I heard a lot of 10-year-olds around the country going, hey, I could have done that. I didn't need to be 14.
Absolutely.
You know?
When your password is password, yes. It's fairly simple to break.
Right, exactly. Well, in light of this, Dale, what are you recommending for small businesses? What, you know, is there like 3 to 5 things that they need to do, like, right away?
Yeah, the very first thing they should do is have every employee strengthen their logins and their passwords and give them some guidelines on what it should be. You know, the password 1234 and, you know, your phone number and things like that. You just can't use that stuff anymore. It's just too common with a supercomputer out there scanning and trying all those combinations quickly. And the next thing they should do is kind of get them updated on, look, here's how email works. You've been using it for a lot of years. You've got to start being cautious. You know, double click on who it came from and see what the actual email is, because, you know, you can have an alias and it can light up and say Chase Bank. And then if you double click on it, it says something different. And that's a giveaway that, you know, you can't open those type of emails.
Right.
And
When you say double click, Dale, I want to stop you just a second, because in some cases you double click, you open, actually open the email. You mean you just want to click on it and just, you know, or put the cursor over it so you can read the URL, right?
So you can read the URL, yes, exactly.
Right.
Just the URL. Don't double click and open the email.
Right.
But the third thing is, you know, amazingly enough, in the small business world, we talk to customers every day that says, you know, I've been thinking about buying a firewall. They don't even have one. Mm. You know, I talked to a business that's growing tremendously just a few months ago. They're opening up 30 new locations a month, and they're using their cable modems in a double natting situation as their firewall. And they're collecting credit cards from their customers every day, hundreds and hundreds of them. And it's like, you know, the government is getting ready to transfer all the blame and all the issues as far as accountability over to the small business guy. Mm-hmm. 2018, it's 100% your responsibility to do that.
Well, because the government doesn't have control of this, right, Dale? I mean, Dale, here you got President Obama in the waning hours of his administration turned over, the internet virtually to an international board that we still don't know how that's going to come together.
Yeah, that's very scary, to be honest, because we don't know. They are looking at net neutrality again and some stuff like that. So there's some stuff, you know, I think people are starting to get serious, but it's a slow process. You know, humans tend to have this inside of them that says, yeah, I mean, I saw that, but it won't happen to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, today you can't say that anymore, especially with everybody doing internet things on their mobile phone. That's what makes us really vulnerable, is because, you know, people are driving down the road and looking at their emails and whatever. I mean, you're making quick snap decisions on things that you're not fully engaged in what's going on. And they've got to be very cautious with that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, Dale, why is Sunday, 3 o'clock in the morning, the biggest attack time of the week? I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, think about this. Crime hasn't changed. You know, in the old days when actually human beings broke into your business, when did they do it? When you weren't there.
Right.
When did they, how did they know how to get in? Well, the old term was they were casing the joint. You know, they were checking it out. They were seeing what was going on. So, like, yeah, they still do that. They just do it electronically.
Yeah, also, you know, Christmas, you know, through your research, Christmas Day of all days, the busiest attack time of the year.
Absolutely, because everybody's doing family stuff, doing something else. Nobody's going to find out about it for hours.
Well, USA Today reported that 43% of businesses worldwide had a data breach in 2014. Most don't know. They've been breached, as Dale said. And 77% of SMBs say their company is safe from cyber threats. Maybe they're deluding themselves. 66% say they are not concerned with hackers. 47% believe a data breach would have no impact on their businesses. They are in la-la land, I would think. Dale Cooper, founder and president and of CSO of Exact Communications. Thank you, Dale.
I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, and we love hearing from you. Great comments, by the way. Just keep them coming. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It's James Hurston time, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, fantastic. It's wonderful to see hissy fits across the country.
Boy, I'll tell you, I mean, and I'm just thinking, you know, last week we were talking about the new McCarthyism, how that raised its head and on full display. But, man, it absolutely came unhinged over the weekend.
Oh, it really did. And, look, this is, as Shakespeare said, sound and fury signifying nothing. Because they don't even know what they stand for. It can't be women because they've eliminated women that are pro-life. It isn't really any particular issue except maybe the uniting force is George Soros's money and the fact that they lost the election.
Right. Well, you would think, James, they would lose their lesson. I mean, look at all the money that Hillary Clinton spent. She spent over $1 billion for her presidential run, and what did it get her? I mean, you know, it's absolutely put the Democratic Party in shambles. They've lost more seats. Barack Obama is all part of that legacy as well. You got people upset. They're not even sure what they're upset about, but they're upset. And you've got stars, you know, talking about blowing up the White House. Are you kidding me? And the other language, the foul language that was exercised over the weekend. I mean, I tell you, a lot of women that I've spoken to go, they don't represent me.
No, Madonna's learning a very important lesson because she's being reportedly investigated by the Secret Service. Mm-hmm. And you cannot, in the United States of America, talk about committing an assassination and expect not to draw law enforcement attention.
Yes.
That's what the Secret Service is there for. We're talking about the President of the United States now. We're not talking about just some character and caricature that the left has created. Mm-hmm. And so, it's irresponsible. And in some cases, some of these people are completely incoherent. Ashley Judd and her harangue about nasty women is so incoherent that some creative person put up on the internet a Star Trek episode. They took a real Star Trek episode, and Captain Kirk and the crew turn on the screen, and Ashley Judd comes on until they finally use the phasers to blow her away. But it's so annoying. And the beautiful thing about our president, Donald Trump, is he is unfazed. He has an incredible work ethic, and he's already signing a whole load of executive orders that are one promise after another fulfilled. He's already pulled us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He's already set up NAFTA for renegotiation. He's already gotten rid of Obama's executive order spending money for abortion using foreign aid money. And it just, the list goes on and on. It's, you know, getting to work on day one just as he said he would do.
Exactly.
And it doesn't faze him in the least. And these people are just irrelevant. They're irrelevant. Now, to the extent that they commit criminal acts, they set cars on fire, they break the windows of businesses, they have to be prosecuted, and that's what they will be. And so, but we're in a war, and it's going to continue for years to come. And it's the combination of the media, the entertainment media, and the Democrat Party, and they're hell-bent on delegitimizing Donald Trump, stopping any agenda, stopping even the confirmation of what should be slam-dunk cabinet members.
Right.
Obstructionism to the max, irresponsible rhetoric, and that's what we're going to see. And it's just, it's a strange phenomenon. But in my latest column, I talk about how the late night comics basically work in tandem with the mainstream media. And so what they do is they take a fake news story, put it into comedic writing, and the writing takes it for granted that the fake story is real.
Exactly.
You remember, I mean, this happened to Sarah Palin, where the quote that is always brought up.
I can see Russia from my kitchen window.
Yeah. I can see Russia from my house.
Yes.
She never said it. Tina Fey did in a Saturday Night Live skit, but it stuck to her. Similarly, Saturday Night Live has made it a point to insert all kinds of humor about that dossier, that false dossier that was floated out by BuzzFeed, and take it for granted that it's true. And you can just imagine, I mean, between Alec Baldwin's imitation of Trump and just the late night host's monologues, they've had a field day with that, but they take it as true. And now what they're trying to do on SNL is to create a false picture of Kellyanne Conway using the talent of Kate McKinnon, depicting Kellyanne Conway as someone who is just lying and prevaricating because she wants to be famous. It's really monstrous what they're doing, and unfortunately it's just going to go on. Their resources are set up to attack anyone who is associated with Trump, anyone who works in the administration, anyone who supports Trump, and that's just the way we're going to see those resources being basically mobilized in a battle.
Well, as you say, James, this is the culture war of culture wars. If we thought we were having one a couple of decades ago, it has really been turned up, no doubt about it. And the people need to understand that this is not for the faint of heart, number one. Number two is that it does get tiring. I mean, because the people are understanding in this new information age we live in, they're becoming more sensitive to this, you know, McCarthyism propaganda, this new McCarthyism that's been rolled out, the propaganda, the fake news, and all this. And it's going to get wearing, I believe, sooner or later, because
It did. We think about, you know, the election cycle, and we saw every part of the media, entertainment and news media, mobilized to demonize Trump, to harm Trump with fake polls, which are doing again, with fake stories, and with constantly dismissive kinds of pieces that literally cast Trump as a non-serious candidate, and people saw through it and ignored it. Similarly, you know, I mentioned this late night stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It is tiresome,
right?
And it's not creative. How many Putin jokes have there been on, you know, the two Jimmys, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen mm-hmm. Colbert? It is so tiresome.
Yeah. It's a lack of creativity, James.
Well,
it's cheap. It's cheap humor. That's what it is. But the good news is that Donald Trump is in the White House, and there's nothing like success to put water on those embers of discontent.
And these policies that he's already implementing are going to work.
Yes.
They're going to bring jobs behind the blue wall. They're going to bring jobs to places like Michigan and Iowa and Illinois and Ohio and Wisconsin. And they're going to bring jobs, and they're going to improve the economy for all of us, because they're going to cut the corporate tax rates. They're going to engage in creative infrastructure spending outside of the bureaucracy. They're going to renegotiate these trade agreements. And what the Democrats are really afraid of is the success that these policies will bring, and
oh, yeah.
will relegate the Democrat Party to where it belongs, a permanent minority party, well, at least in years to come, a
yes.
minority party. And despite them bringing out what was ostensibly supposed to be a women's movement, trying to make it look like that this left-wing kook brigade is a majority, they are not.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, after it's all said and done, what are you talking about? As one writer put it, about 4% of Hillary's vote representation. That's all it was in terms of numbers. So you got to keep it in its proper perspective. I mean, you know, all things considered, then you take a look at what it is that they're trying to preach out there, and it's desperate for relativism, you know, or being able to relate and have some place, right?
Yeah, they want to get some significance, and they're the Me Too party, because now you hear these left-wing pundits, and they're using the term that Donald Trump used, movement. They
right.
say, this is a movement. No, it's not. it's a purchased thing. We've seen this before.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you the movement that that one of the tweets referred to it as, but it wasn't.
I think I know.
You know where I'm going.
Yeah, but, you know, the fact is, what we're talking about here is the same thing we saw before. Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, and different names, but it's a bunch of rent-a-mob people. So they were able to mobilize using celebrities and using these left-wing women groups and prepare for a long time. They were preparing for this.
Exactly.
And so, but it's, in the end, it means nothing, and it will continue to mean nothing,
mm-hmm.
Especially since the Democrat Party is fragmented. You know, what we saw in those movements were mostly Sanders supporters.
Exactly. Well, James, we're all out of time. We've got to call it a wrap, but I think the other thing that people need to be encouraged by seeing is all the airplanes from other countries that are flying into D.C. looking for a meeting with one Donald Trump. What does that tell you?
Yeah, it tells me that the guy who wrote The Art of the Deal is going to be making some deals, and they're going to benefit American citizens and workers.
And America will win again. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, as always, good to have you with us, buddy.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.